Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 25 regarding Jose Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. Jose Flores is a 56-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand at work on 7/25/21. Period. His arm was down in a machine to adjust a bar when it was prematurely engaged. Period. This caused his hand to get struck by the internal workings of the machine. Period. He was seen at Inspire Emergency Room the same day. Period. He had further evaluation. But remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did undergo surgery on the right hand and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical records provided, Mr. Flores was seen at urgent care on 7/25/21. Period. They performed an exam and x-rays to be inserted. Period. He was diagnosed with a laceration of the right hand. He was quickly referred to the emergency department. Period. Paragraph. Mr. Flores was then seen at Inspire Emergency Room on 7/25/21. Period. Exam found an abrasion, superficial abrasion to the third digit between the MCP and PIP joint with swelling of the PIP joint. Comma. Right palm 6 centimeter linear laceration. Period. Full exploration was done with no tendon or bone noted. Period. He had full range of motion at each joint. Period. His wound was cleansed and dressed in a custom splint. Period. The laceration was closed with sutures. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Recant on 8/16/21. Period. His assessment was right palmar complex laceration, comma, right middle finger partial flexor tendon laceration, comma, as well as middle and ring finger digital nerve lacerations. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 9/10/21, Dr. Recant did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Flores followed up with Dr. Recant postoperatively through 10/27/21. Period. His incision and laceration were stable. Period. There was less swelling and less stiffness with near full digital range of motion. But he was going to complete therapy and be released for full duty effective 11/1/21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed an ecchymotic area about the left forearm consistent with a recent blood donation. Period. There was a transverse scar on the center of the right palm measuring 2 inches across. Period. There was flexion deformities of both of the small fingers at the PIP joints. Period. There was swelling of the CMC joints bilaterally. Period. Composite flexion of the right long and index fingers were 1 centimeter off the palm. Period. Most of the fingers was otherwise full and all serious without crepitus tenderness, trigger, or unlocking. Period. He had mild tenderness, palpation about the right palm, as well as the right long finger, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrist, elbows. He had a positive Phalen's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. And then cervical is normal. Impressions on 7/25/21. Jose Flores sustained a crushed injury to his right hand while at work. But he was seen at urgent care where he was temporized and then quickly referred to the emergency room. They sutured his hand and dressed it pretty quickly, came under the care of Dr. Recant on 8-16-21. Paired on 9-10-21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Paired therapy was done therapy was done postoperatively. Pretty followed up with Dr. Recant through 10-20-21 when he was doing much better. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found healed scarring consistent with his laceration. Appeared there was decreased range of motion of the right index and long fingers, but passively composite flexion was 1 centimeter off of the palm. Period. There was no instability with provocative maneuvers at the hands and fingers. Period. Right hand grasp was similar in magnitude as the left. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. Mr. Flores has been able to remain in the workforce in a position that utilizes his hands. Period. End.